about was the idea of Kiddush being the first tasting, if you will, on Shabbos, Abdullah being the first tasting after Shabbos. There's even one man who says, Tom Eino Mekadesh, Tom Eino Mavdil. And the reason my Rebbe Zichron of the Rocha gave was that part of the essence of Kiddush is to introduce the Te'ima of Shabbos. For the one opinion, on a simple level, Tos is a different shot, you wait till the next day, etc. But on a simple level, if Tom Eino Mekadesh means that you blew it. You weren't able to make the Kiddush the first day. You had something else first. So you don't make Kiddush at all, according to one opinion. Same thing with the Kamsta Abdullah. This could explain, Adkan I heard from the Rav Barichus, it's written in the Sefer, but I wanted to add one little Nakuda, which is not in that printed shir. There's a Gemara we spoke about, if you recall, on the Kuf Heyamid base. If you remember, Kuf Heyamid is going to come connected. But both say we have a crisis case. A person doesn't have enough wine. That's going to be a lot of today's Shia person. Ain't no other Kosech. So the very last line on Kuf Heyamid Aleph. Again, this will be spoken about this at the very beginning, if you recall. But let's go back to the last line, Kuf Heyamid Aleph. Kvod Yom, Kvod Laila, Kvod Yom Kodim. Save the cup of wine for tomorrow, and that way if you have the cup of wine and make Kiddush the next day, so you're accomplishing both. You have Kiddush Hayom and Kvod Hayom. What does that mean? Where the expression? Where does it come from? So Tosfos, so Rashbam explains on the first wide line. Rashbam, look inside, please. Rashbam, Kuf Hayam at Beis. Both of us walked in. The first wide line, okay? Kuf Hayam at Beis. The first wide line. Says Rashbam, Nama Beilu Dvarim Leel Daf Peches. Shari Hekter Chalovim Veivorim Ksheim Kol Alayla. Say Mamtinin Lahem B'Shabbat Hashatech Shach. Shenema Ola Shabbos B'Shabbato. Hilchoch Yikadosh Rov Alayla. Okay, so when there's two, I'm going to use the expression, two time zones, the appropriate time zone and the inappropriate time zone, so you do it the appropriate time zone, even if something else is going to suffer. You mark of the karbonis on Shabbos, even though you could have done it Motzi Shabbos, because Shabbos is the right time. Motzi Shabbos is not the best time. Abi Amichal Shabbos! No, not Amichal Shabbos, Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita. Here too, the two times for Kiddush, at night, and by day. The night is the right time. The day is, you could either be tashlumin, going to one and ending, or not the ikra time, whatever, but not the proper time. So therefore, you can make sure to have the kiddush that night. Okay? That's fine. So the question then becomes, the Gemara goes on and says, Akasha. A person has a question, he has only one kos. Nichad achar mazin, mishal shun kulon achrov. Right? There was a whole discussion over here, back and forth. What exactly is the nature of the Gemara? What's this one saying? The Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaito, you make Kiddush again. You mavel after the Suda. What do you mean mavel after the Suda? What's the Kasha? What's the Kasha? Why you mavel after the Suda? V'lo arminin Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaito. Should be Mavdil before the Suda. At first glance, it's very difficult to understand. But there are two time zones, before the Suda and after the Suda. In other words, when it comes to the two cases we just had, the case of being Makav, the Karbonis, and Shabbos, and Motzi Shabbos, the two very well-defined time zones. The first one is better, it's Docha Shabbos. The first one is better at night, it's Docha Kvod Hayom Odeh. But over here, it's a big deal. You do it before the Suda, after the Suda. Why they consider two different zones, if you will? It's a matter of an hour later. That's the question which bothered me. But I thought the answer would be, look in the Rashbam again. Again, Rashbam. Everything is in the Rashbam. Rashbam and Mishal Shalom. It's the sixth wide line. V'lo Omar, or V'lo Arminon, Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shata, V'lo mavdil mikama mozon to have your shas avdolah. It's a difference. It's 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. What's the difference? But according to what we said before from the Rav, it's Gevaldik, it's Rashba. There are two different Havdalahs. There's a Havdalah which achieves its desired end of being the first Te'ima after Shabbos was over. That's the proper Havdalah, right? And then there's the improper Havdalah which you make after you had Yom Malka, which although we pass into a Mavdil, is really an inappropriate time zone. So I think it's a very nice shot, based on what the Rav said, is not in a Sefer, but I think it would be a nice shot to explain why it's the expression Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita could be used, because it's really two different kinds of Havdalahs. Which achieves a significant goal of Havdalah, be the first to Ima after Shabbos, which is B'Shaita. You make Havdalah after Lava Malka, not you made it an hour later or a meal later. It's much more than that. You've lost so much of the luster of what Havdalah is supposed to be about. Adkan Hosafa number one to what my Rebbe said. Number two. There's a Gemara Masech the Brachas that Lamed Gimel. Ta bezu bezu. A guy, he made two mistakes. What two mistakes? He forgot to make Adachon Antona. And in addition, he ate before he made Abdullah Alakos. Ta bezu bezu. Two mistakes. One says, Chozal Rosh. When we Chozal Rosh, you go back and Davin Maiv with Adachon Antona. You and I forget Adachon Antona. Occasionally it happens. No big deal. You go home and make Abdullah Alakos. But if you ate, so you have two strikes against you. So you got to daven all over again. So what kind of business is this? My Rebbe explained as follows. There are two dinim in Havdalah. This is printed in the safe. There are two dinim in Havdalah. One is, as we said, Havdalah ala kos, excuse me, Havdalah betfilah, to end Kedushas HaShabbos. Tosef HaShabbos presumably ends, so we say at the words Atachon Antono. Okay, now it's about the Malacha. You have the Malacha after Atachon Antono. Number two, alakos, to conclude the other aspect of Shabbos. Not the Shabbos of Zohar, but the Shabbos of Shomer. Not the Shabbos of Yisra Malacha, but the Shabbos of Kavod Yonek, as we explained in Barichas. And you need one of them to be right. One of them has to be right. You got to get one of them right. So therefore, if you and I forgot the Chon Antono, no problem. We got the second one right. The Havdalah, which was before any Te'ima. The perfect Havdalah to end the Shabbos of Kavod Yonek. But in case we made two mistakes, so first we forgot Atachon Antonu in Davka. It's not a fatal flaw. We'll take care of it with Havdalah Lakos. No, we made another mistake. Even that's imperfect because we ate before. So we cannot fulfill that dimension of Havdalah as the conclusion, the first team of Bechol, the conclusion of the Kavod Yonek of Shabbos. So now the Chazal said, if you got to go back and do what? Daven Marv all over again. So you should at least get that one right. You gotta get something right. Something. That way, you get the Havdalah B'Tfilah K'Tikun. Adkan, my Rebbe's Pshat. So I want to add one Nakuda to what the Rebbe said. The Beis Yosef in Reish Tzadi Dalet Sif Aleph says, the Rambam left out the Gemara. Tobazu Uzucho does not find anywhere in the Rambam. I don't know why. L'yadati Lama. So I want to make the following tenor to the Shittas of Rambam. The Rambam, I showed you this once before, I don't know if you remember this, it came up once before. And so in Reish Samach Aleph, open up, you have a Mishnah Brewers, that was say Reish Samach Aleph, Sif Aleph, just to show you, we were here once before, just to remind yourself, Sif Beis. Yesh Omrim, Shetzarech Lahosim Michol HaKodesh. Who's Yesh Omrim? I say Yesh Omrim. Someone argues? Who argues? It's Yesh Omrim. But Yeshom has a bi halacha from the Rambam cholik al zeh, as the Beis Yosef says. Beis Yosef says the Rambam says no such thing as Tosefes Shabbos doesn't exist. I think Gemara said it does exist, so I explained to you at the time. It's a machlokas hasugis sugya in Rosh Hashanah and Yuma says yes, and the sugya in Moed Katan says no. I'm a pasuk the sugya in Moed Katan. Against the Gemara in Yuma, it's not my chiddush. Already the Karen Ora says it's in Masechta Moed Katan on the Avdalad Amud Beis, the Dalamud Aleph. That's where the sugya is found. Memelas like this. The Gemara in Brachos holds like the Gemara in Yuma that there's a shekanta to Tosefes Shabbos, Rabosai. There is such a thing. You have to be mafkia Tosefes Shabbos, Rabosai, to a tefillah kitikuna with Atachon Antanu. And if you got it wrong, They gave you a break to make it up with a Havdalah Ketikuna, without any Tima proceeding. And if you got it both wrong, you have to daven all over again, so you have the Havdalah to get rid of the Tosefta Shabbos, Ketikuna. That's the Gemara. But since the Rambam denies Tosefta Shabbos, there's no such thing. The Rambam holds that the Gemara of Tov Vezu Vezu is Shalok Halacha, Shalok Adina. And therefore, since the Isa Malacha is Nifka automatically at Tezek Ochav, there's no such thing as Tosefta Shabbos. So if you're Maska Avdolah, Alakos, even though it's not Ketikuna, what can you do? There's no need to go daven all over again because there's no need to uproot the Tosefta Shabbos because Tosefta Shabbos doesn't exist. That's my addition to what the Rebbe said. Adkan, Hosafa number one for today. Now, Hosafa number two, which is there's one Maramaka we didn't see on the list, on the old, forget the new one. There's only one. It was a short one, but that short one had a Mishnah Berurah and a Magen Avraham on it, and it's going to take us a while. It's going to lead us into the Kiddush of Malkam Suda, but first, it's going to take us into a couple of digressions. And now is a Tosis of all places, Kuf Yud Gimel Amin Aleph Pesach, middle of nowhere. Just almost like almost a coincidence that it happens to find itself in our parish. So we don't really see so much what it's doing here. I'm not sure what the words mean. Let's take a look. Kuf Yud Gimel Amin Aleph. The Gemara towards the bottom is describing people who are nochel olam abo, hey, not bad. Dor Beretz Yisrael, oh, hamagalo bonav l'talmud Torah, oh, Rabbosai, these are mamish things that you should spend your whole life if you can be zeicha to live in Eretz Yisrael, meridik. If you can be zeicha to train your children to bring out l'talmud Torah, meridik. These are life challenges, Rabbosai. If a person can succeed in these things, it's a tremendous hatzlacha. What's number three? V'amavdul aliyayin v'motzoi shabosis. I mean, it's unbelievable they're in the same category, you know. It's shocking. Shocking. I mean, it's almost like it's too easy. So what do you mean? Mavdil, too easy. Someone says too easy. What do you want to say? Mahi? The Meshayer Mekidusha La'avdalta. What's that? What does that mean? So Rashbam explains, "Sheyesh lo ma'at yayin u'moneh ashtiyoso b'shvil avdolo." On a simple level, this guy is a drinker. He likes to drink, and he's sitting there by a Suda Shabbos, and likes to drink up his wine. Whoa! Stop! Hold off! I need to save me 3 ounces for my avdolo. Oh, is he ready? He said, "Nochle olam abo." I tell you, it must be the Yetzer Hara for drink must be tremendously strong. I don't have it. But if it's such a strong Yetzer Hara that you keep overcoming it to save the 3 ounces for Abdullah, you get Olam Haba. We know, Rabbi. You don't need Alcoholics Anonymous to tell you. I mean, otherwise, it doesn't get Olam Haba for this. There must be. Okay? People are drinking. No, I'm going to hold off 3 ounces, save it for Abdullah. This gets Olam Haba. As I state in the Gemara. Says Tosfos, the Meshayah Mekedusha Avdalta, Shemoneh Ashtiyos LeBeshul Avdol, fine. V'teimo, Afrek Tosfos Akasha. Todavka, Kiddush Laila Kodun L'Kibar Eil, that's what we just saw, Anav Kufhei. Right, and in all Gemara, it says it back on Avtes, Liel Kufhei Medveiz, we just saw the Gemara. Aval Havdala, Eino Kodemes. What does that mean? I mean, this guy gets all the mama for doing the wrong thing? He was kibush his yetzer not to drink the wine, you know, for his Shabbos meal to save it for Abdullah. But if you would ask the rabbi would tell him, says Tosfos, no, have the wine now, because now is a good time. Now it's covered Shabbos when you have the wine on Shabbos, as opposed to saving for Abdullah. Well, Mefarsh Mori Ari, no. The Kiddush Hayom, Kori Kibud Yom. No, the Gemara speaking before, but Kibud means Kiddush Hayom. Means what? Kiddush Rabba, right? Kiddush Rabba. V'hoch Yisrael Bishalmi, Ezer Kibbut Ayom, Borei Pri Hagafen. Not stam to enjoy yourself and have extra wine during a meal. No, it's Borei Pri Hagafen. So what does that mean? So what's going on? What's this guy doing? The guy already made Kiddush. He made Kiddush at night. He made Kiddush by day. He's having, he loves this wine. Ooh, he wants more. No! Save it for Abdul. But if you have only enough wine for Kiddush or for Abdul, what should you do according to this track? What should you do for Kiddush or Abdul? What? Kiddush. What if you have enough for Kiddush Shalyom or Abdullah? What should you use the wine for? What? Again, Kiddush. That's what it is. Of course, I turned to the Marashah. I guess you see the Marashah. This is the last Maramakam, except for the requisite Shulchan Aruch goes in this, which is Reish Ayin Aleph. I think it's Sifyut Aleph that we haven't seen yet. So the Marashah is in my edition, is found on page Ayin Aleph. I hope you have the good edition because there's very beautiful footnotes and it's nice clear print. I hope you have it. If you don't, I never, but you can still be able to find the Marashah on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel and Aleph. Mashmalahu, says the Marashah. The Kiddush, the Havi, the Raisa, Vadei, Kodim, Abdullah. There's no contest. Tosis presumably holds that Abdullah is the Rabbanan. How do we know? We know this from, remember, we have a Kivay, the Magan Avram, and Daf Kuf Vav. When Tosis entertained the notion that Kiddush Alayayin is the Raisa, how can it be? The Gemara says in Brachos, he said, Kiddush only, Abdullah only Betfilah. Must be that they hold Abdullah as the Rabbanan. As we saw from, okay, fine. So the Kiddush, the Raisa, is a no contest, a no brainer. Doch Kara. Meshayad mi kedusha demasha meshayer achashas a kiddush. You have leftover wine. That's menichal avdolav ena shosu besudos lebeshul kovar yom. Va'akashalu shapi minisrich le'elay meimad the kiddush la'ad lekonon lekibud yom. Mashma v'l havdolav ena kodemas lekibud yom. Only kiddush. Da'ina shdiyosu besuda. The avdolav kodemas lekibud yom. La'vitzrich le'elay misted the kiddush la'ad lekonon lekibud yom. The kolish kenu me avdolav. Why kiddush no rice avdolav the rabbanan? That ties with cash. The tier two, I'm on top. This edition is the top line, column 2, page I and L. Tier two ties answered. Todis strictly el the mested kiddush la'ala kodem the kibud ayom. He'll kibud yom ha'el kiddush yom kiddush rabba. Vahid the kiddush yom vaday kodem la'avdol as well. Avul kibud yom mamish and ishtiyosa bisuda extra wine in the meal. Lo it strictly el the misni hosam. I feel Abdullah Kodemas also keep it a yom kiddukam hacha. The Meshai Mekidush Abdal, the Shemonea Mishtios, the Besudos, Achach Shakidesh, Umeniach Mosor, Abdullah, Kachnu, the Bibshitos, the first of Rehem. Well, if he's there, I feel a Kiddush a yom, Kodam Abdullah, Fidakam, correct? The guy's got it right. Avol, there's always an Avol. Avol. Avol, oi, oi, oi. Avol Hatur. Or Rachaim Simon Reish Sadivov Lohevin Ashvuakach Shakosav Shav Ahod Armin and Hocha the Meshayer Mekidush Lavdal Lavdala Hilchach. This is the quote of the Torah verbatim. Man the Isli Chad Kasa Veles Le Shir Kiddush Lavdala Shavik Le Lavdalta the Kiddush of the Kaddish Arifta. Look at this. You save. You have only one cup of wine to your name. You save it for Avdala and you make Kiddush Friday night on bread. On bread. Whoa, unbelievable. Behuma Farish. The Messiah also calls Echad Ben Ostabo Kiddush. Umenichal Abdullah. Ulifidvar Bafilu Abdullah. Look at this. Fidvar Bafilu Abdullah Kodemes Afilu the Kiddush Laila. What does that mean? Afilu Abdullah Kodemes Afilu the Kiddush Laila. So the footnote, you have my edition with the Yud Beis? Who has the Yud Beis in its footnotes? So raise your hand if you have my edition of the Rosh Hashanah. Who has it? Only half. That's all? Don't most of you guys have a Zulgamaris? No? Ay. Okay. So footnote your base takes out a word. It says, Lefidvarav Havdala Bechule. Not a, it's like a redundancy. A double Afilu. Afilu Havdala Kodemes Afilu the Kiddush Laila. If you want to justify our Girsa, I can justify it. Who wants to help me? How can you justify it? It seems like it's a mistake, a typo. They put in the word Afilu twice. So he says, Yudbeis, it's a typo. Anybody want to justify the text we have? Anybody? Maybe I'm off the wall. I give you my suggestion. It's not a typo. Afilu Abdullah means even Abdullah and certainly Kiddush Rabba. We saw before that Kiddush Rabba beat out Abdullah. As we saw before. So even Abdullah and certainly Kiddush Rabba beats out Kiddush Laila. How can that be? Kiddush Laila is much more chomer. The answer is no. Kiddush at night has an alternative. What's the alternative, Rabbi? What is it? Pass. Kiddush Vayom has no such alternative, because if you make Kiddush Vayom al pas and make a motz lechem and arts, it's garnished. What'd you do? You didn't do anything. You always make a motz. And Abdullah, except for that one ritva we found somewhere in the middle of nowhere, it's a ritva, and then Shabbos I showed you it was on the mar. Almost everyone holds it. No, can't make Abdullah on pas. It's also ridiculous. So that's why, ironically, Kiddush Alayla, which is the most important of all the chiyuv from the Chol HaDeis, loses the most quickly. You know why? Has an alternative. Make it on pas. Oh, that's my pshat. If that feeling belongs twice. Hagam she'eneni kedai lachvia b'zeh, says the Rasha. You come nearly the dachtek al divrei Torah. The Masha Kos of the Lekach Abdullah Kodemus the Kiddush, the Kiddush of the Matzah, the Meirah Rifta, al Abdullah Chamer Tiknule, Zeno, the Adrava, Kiddush HaSmechu HaKro, the Boil, the Kiddush HaYayin, Kedamin HaZachweel HaYayin, V'af Lefi Rashbam, Ooh, Rashbam, ooh, he's giving a ooh. And who argues with Rashbam, pray tell? Who would dare argue with this Zokin V'yoshin B'yeshiva, the Rashbam? Who would argue with him? As always are. The little brother. Always are. Who in this room has a little brother? Don't they always argue with you? So who's Rashbam's little brother? I made a top. A little brother like that, you're in trouble. Oh, man, the sibling dynamics. So Rabbeinu Tam said there's no such thing as Kiddush al pas. What do you mean? The Mefurash Gemara, we saw Kubav, Mekadosh HaRifta. Rabbeinu Tam had a whole fancy pshat. It doesn't mean Lahadam. He says there's no such thing. That's what he said. Even according to the Rashbam. The Motz of the Kaddish HaPas, Hainu Davka B'mokom She'ein Yayin. Is that true? The Rashbam said that? The Rashbam say only when there's no Yayin? You find it if you can. The Ramah said it. The Ramah said only when there's no Yayin. But the Rashbam, I don't know. I haven't looked on the words too carefully.
Is it going to be better than Chamar Medina than the Rashbam
says? You're mentioning another dirty word. Chamar Medina. We haven't gotten there yet. We have to talk about it today. That's all this before we get to. It's all part of today's agenda. Okay, we mentioned the word once before. We haven't even analyzed it at all. That's we didn't have time yet. Okay, so soon. Okay. V'chanami motz la'avdil b'tzfila. Oh, so what will the Marsha say? Marsha, what are you telling me? You have one cup. You're going to make the kiyuta cup for Kiddush Friday night. What in the world are you going to do for Abdullah, dear Marsha? You know what he says? I'll tell you what to do. You're a poor man. What we do when Klai Yisrael is poor? We made Avdala, what? B'tfila. So it's true now that the Takana Kavua that even if you're poor, you're supposed to have Avdala ala kos. And if you have no wines, you're really poor. You go back to the old rags, you know? And make Avdala on B'tfila. Fine, that's the essence of the Marsha. No, a big fight over here about between the Marsha and the Tur. I mean, they're really fighting it out. So the Karni Rein says, let's read together. V'nira b'yisha divya Tur. Kiddush Hayom Efshar B'Pas. Okay, that's out. That's what we said before. You can't make Kiddush Hayom on bread. That's like every day's bread. Ata, Ilav the Havdala Kodemus L'Kiddush Hayom Imkain in Kiddush Laila after Efshar the Kaddish B'Pas. Nikomako, Kaven the Itzdarach B'Yom the Kaddish Alayayin Imkain Su Memela Kiddush Laila Kodemus L'Kiddush Hayom. It's like a triangle. It's a triangle, right? We said before, Kiddush Hayom, Kiddush Rabba is more important than Havdalah. So you're not going to tell me that, and we have Kiddush Halayim is more important than Kiddush Hayom. So A is more important than B, and B is more important than C. So therefore, by definition, Kiddush Halayim is more important than Havdalah. And don't hack me and say that, slow. Oh no. Came and Havdalah could remember the Kiddush Hayom. Su b'kiddush laila gam ken avdala kodemus mishum de efshel kaddish b'pas. So it's like going around in the circles. Vasi shabbat de tarvayu tamitzricha. What does that mean? He said the Torah is going to hold that avdala is going to end up being the most important. Why? Because the alternative is what? Kiddush laila is more important than kiddush hayom. Kiddush hayom is more important than avdala. But But it also turns out, since it's a possibility of making Abdullah al-Pas, so you should save it for a Kiddush al-Pas rather, as opposed to Abdullah, you should save it for the for Motzoi Shabbos. It's some kind of a triangle, which I'm not sure exactly what he's saying, but something along those lines. Fine. Let's just close the Marsha for the moment and see what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay? Let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. Rabosai, where are we going to find all this? First, I wanted to show you. I'm assuming you all have Mishnah Brurah, right? You do? I hope. So we'll read the Mishnah Brurah, though I'm going to have to see some things in Nag HaNevarim, which I assigned to you, but we'll start with Mishnah Brurah so everybody has that. Okay? First, I want to show you what I mentioned the Ramah before. Resh Ayin Beis Siftes. Says the Ramah, it's the last line on page Nun Aleph and Mad Aleph in our typical print. Vim Ein Yayin, excuse me, Vim Yayin Ba'ir Lo Yekadesh Alapas. Black on white. Why not? But why not? Here's the irony. Look at Mishnah Brurah of Kod Lamed Beis. K'dei Locho Shadas Rabbein Atam Shesover She'en Mekadshim Alapas Klal. That's it. Now the question is going to become, how do we figure out this whole story? Do we pass like the tour, or do we pass like the Marsha? You can't have it both ways. So there are two dinim in Shulchan Aruch. The first we're going to take a look at is what's on the Marah Makomas. So in Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Yud Aleph. This is the last Sif that we haven't discussed to my recollection of the whole first, you know, earlier Marah Makomas sheet of the year Tavshin Ayin. All right, now today is where it's into Tavshin Ayin Aleph. Okay. What does it say in Sif Yud Aleph? I'm skipping the first half of the Sif because that's about Te'imus and Pegimus, and not for now. Okay. With a small nun dal that the Mishnah Brurah starts. When are we making Kiddush Friday night? By the Dafka Kshayesh Lo Kos Echelav Achelav Dola Shim Lo Kane. He's passed like the tour, right? Not surprisingly. Mutav Shenichen Elav Dola Sheyev Shlo Bepas. He passed like the tour, right? Against the Marsha. Further, look at that now. You'll make Kiddush Friday night. You'll make Kiddush. If you make Abdullah Motzei Shabbos, what happens to Kiddush Rabba? No Kiddush Rabba. Right. Again, not like the Marsha. At the Marsha said the Kiddush Rabba was superior to Abdullah. He says no. So this is the very amazing chidushim here in the Shulchan Aruch. Again, I hope we'll never happen to you. I hope you'll always have at least plenty of enough wine and grape juice. But the aloneness is important, and it can even happen in theory, but the analysis is important. What has priority over what? Okay, this is what it says. This is what it says. Now, you take a look back in Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel. Look at Sif Gimel, Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Gimel. Again, I got no money. I mean, Yodom HaSeges, Liknos Yayin, the Kiddush of the Hawk, and Tzarchi, Yisudah, L'Chvod HaLayla, V'L'Chvod HaYom. Well, the Kiddush Ayo, what do you do with the money? That's the way we saw in that kufay. You just saw the Gemara. Mutav sheyikne yayin the Kiddush alayla, yimash yochin tzorche suda. Kiddush, which is the rice of Friday night, is more important than your fancy foods. Or yimash yikne yayin the tzorche ayo, or to use the buy wine for the purpose of Kiddush Rabba. Oh, the Tanya, it goes to it's an amazing machabah. Since when does a machabah go like this? It's like a toysus. Oh, the Tanya, cover a yom, cover the cover of a laila. Hainadavka b'shad tzorchei suda. Avlemein lo ala kos echad, the kiddush kvod laila kodem lekvodem. This is the Gemara. But it's a funny thing that the machabah is writing like this, right? We just saw the Gemara earlier today. That Gemara finds expression in the machabah. Simen reish ayin aleph, sif gimel. Okay, Siv Gim says the okay. What happens, Rabosai, if I have enough money for one cup of wine, which I'll use for Friday night, and have enough, a little more money left over. A little more money left over. Right? What can I buy with that money? I could buy a tiny cup of wine, or I could buy a challah. Here's the Mishnah Berurah. Take a look, Rabbi, say Mishnah Berurah, please. Sifkot and Zayin. Why buy wine for Kiddush? Kiddush of Mitzvah Seder Raisa. And Sarchi Suda is only with every Kabbalah. Karas la Shabbos only is this Shabbos Zaftor, Rabbi, say Yom Kippur. Alright? Fine. And I can be also have Kiddush with Dvarim? No, last two long, narrow lines. Came in the Ikka Kiddush of Yimina Torah. Gam Yayin Shalok Kodon Lakol. Fine. Fine. His schemo achronim, what's the Mogan Avram? The Kose, Dakak Shieshlo Pass, the Tzorach Alayla, Ula Tzorach Hayom. Avok Shein Lo Pass, Mutav Sheikna Lo Pass, Vikadesh Olof, the Chayav Lecho Pass Belayla, Vechen Lemocha Beyom HaShabbos. If you have enough money to either buy one cup of wine or two challah rolls. So better buy the challah. If you have your kaddish on the pass, and you have one challah left for the next day. Okay. V'im yesh lo the kiddush laila, v'elo the kiddush hayom l'kvod hayom. I have enough money. I already have money for kiddush Friday night. I have a little leftover money, but not enough for both kiddush Shabbos day and bread for Shabbos day. After mistaber the kvod hayom odif mikiddush hayom. Therefore, what should you do? Better buy the challah and don't buy the wine. Why? What's the lovelace? What's the why? Why is this mistaber? Why is this mistaber? Why? I'm asking you a question. Why is it mistaber? Why is it mistaber? I have enough money. I already took care of it. I have enough wine for Friday night. Done. I have enough money now to go to the store. Maybe the store, or to go to my local guy, my shamus. I can either use whatever, my credit, whatever it is. I can either get a cup of grape juice or I can get a challah. So it's mistaber, says the Mishnah Berurah, you should get the challah and don't get the cup of grape juice. Why is it mistaber? Let's take a look. The source is Magen Avraham. Why is it mistaber? So the Magen Avraham says over here, it's Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, Rabosai. Sif Cotton Gimel. One second. He says like this, Kvod Ayom Odif. Why? Based upon the Ran. We saw the Ran. The Ran Zochreu. We read it together in Shir. The Rabbanon, this is something which you should listen carefully to. The Rabbanon, Tiknu Kiddush Hayom is Kiddush Rabba, Mishum the Kvod Ayom Odif, Mikvod Alayla. What does that mean? What do those words mean? This is why this is Mistaber. So the Vushay Strut explains, "Lachen tik du kiddush kadei shenika kvod hayom im ken kvod hayom odif mi hakiddush shabbat machmoso." The whole purpose of the wine which you make kiddush Shabbos morning is to make the meal more choshuv. I'll have the wine with no meal. Ika chosam and azever. They'd rather have the meal with no wine than the wine with no meal. That's the stop. You follow me? Everyone with me so far? This may go back to the shiur we spoke about last week. Is the Kiddush Rabba real Kiddush? Or is it just to make the meal more choshuv? I'm not sure if this Magen Avraham is predicated on the second assumption. It's only to make it more choshuv. If it's real Kiddush, then who knows? Maybe not. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. It's not clear to me which way it goes. Maybe even if it's real Kiddush, but still only for Kavod Hayom. Fine. Mikol Makom. Efshar. Look at this word. The first one on page 92 of my standards is the word Efshar. Efshar means maybe. The dialogue be pass. V'amosar yiklo v'kiddush hayom. I have enough money to buy like this. I can buy Friday night wine, fine. Shabbos morning wine. And I have left over just to buy a piece of challah. So I should buy what? Efshar. I should buy wine and challah. What kind of efshar? What's the alternative? What else would you do with the money? Yes.
In that case, you have two wine for two and challah, you don't have three things at once, so one, you
can have
Abdallah, one, Friday night,
you lose
wine, and you have challah.
Let's see if Abdallah is out of the equation for the moment. So Abdallah is going to go somewhere else. Leave it out. So you have enough money, so you're going to have what? You'll have what? Of course! What's the alternative? Why is it only an Efshar? Take a look at the Bi'al Ocho, who thinks that's not even true. Not only is it is only an Afshar, may not even be true. Take a look at the Bi'al Ocho. Rabosa, take a look. Come on. Comes along, despite often the Mechaber who says that you use wine, buy wine for Kiddush, the Bi'al Ocho says not so. Look at this, amazing. The Chronim say, that's the Afka Kshayesh of Pas. You like bread better than wine. Yosetov shikadesh arifta. Vikna tzorche suda. What do you mean tzorche suda? Fish, cholent, chicken. Really? Look what he says. Why? Shikadesh te mitzis. Yimash yikna lo yayin lekiddush yoko pas levad. It's plain dry bread. Blummy boy, called the Rebbe Yosef, who says later on. Dim rifta chaviva lo yosef yayin yoko lekadesh tavan arifta. Every week you can use bread, which no one follows. I don't think this man is in. And derech I'm passing away. Even according to the Ramona we just saw, dim yesh yain be aloy kadosh ala pas mo de hocha. Why? The tam of the choshes of dasa made the tam sham as we saw earlier in the Mishnah Brura. Avolo the sov of the locha made the tam. Nah, this is choshes for. For davka sham the bezesh shikadosh ala yain lo nothing mina churban. There's no downside. So it's better to use wine to be choshev in a time. Avalocha, the yispatalai and the zem mitzvahs onik Shabbos. Why? I'm only dry bread. I have no fish, no meat, nothing. Moda deins onu tzrichel lo kshnas in a time kashal pas. Look at next coming next. V'yolkas hadam mishnah brura. The kiddush shachas v'tzorche suda the shachas mutav shikla the kiddush l'suda v'kaim b'pas levad. The kaim is a kvod yom. L'chol no. Hello, mitzvahs onik Shabbos. Who mitzvahs are safe? Midirei Kabbalah, Kedisa Baramba. Or the pas chareva with a dry piece of bread with no fish, no meat, nothing. Ein mekayim mitzvahs onik. Uchedemuchach b'Shabbos kuf yudchesim in beis. Or the vaminka kvod ayom bekach just having a piece of bread. Ulay the kavanos im kasa the harsana of Ashar liyayin. What's kasa the harsana? He's quoting a gemara. Gemara of Pereshis from both sides. In Masech the Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis. I'm going to read it to you verbatim. The Gemara over here is discussing Onik Shabbos. The Gemara says, it's the last pasuk in this week's Haftorah. Vachalticha Nachas Yaakov Avicha. Am I correct? Kipi Hashem Diber. I think that's the very end. Listen carefully. Nachas Yaakov is not Avram, not Yitzchak, but Yaakov. Nachla B'li Mitzarim U'Paratzta. Right? Believe it's sorry. That's great. How do you call him Anigas a Shabbos? Gets all Mishalos Libo. Meridik. What does Onik Shabbos mean? Bamama Ango. Oh, but Tasha Shal Trodin, but Dogim Gedolim, but Rashi Shuman, delicacies. Rav Nafil Bedava Muat. With the Chvot Shabbos also, it's already on it. What's the Dava Muat? Kasa da Harsana. Here it is. What's Kasa da Harsana? Dogim tanim and tugonim b'shemen kirveim b'vekemach. Not such a fancy dish, but it's a chacha dish. He wants to say maybe the Bogan Avraham meant you have to at least have fish. That's what the Bogan Avraham said. The Bogan Avraham said bread. Part of man he meant fish. So the Poshim shot in the Bogan Avraham is no. Oneg means bread. We spent a whole shiur about it last week that Oneg became Oneg with the Poshim Kazayas of Lechem. It's enough. That's all now. I think Moshe said that to Madagas on Shabbos, you have to have at least fish. That means that you can. But those, but the Ika, but the Leka, the technical fulfillment of Onan Shabbos is not with fish, it's with bread. It can't be only fish, because if it's only fish, you wouldn't say that you have to go back for it saying. So the formal definition of Onan is bread. The fish is extras, and of course you should do it. Dry bread is no big deal. But if he doesn't have enough money, so then I think the Magaron gives the Kipshuta, having wine and having bread, even without fish, that's on a simple level, I think so, on a simple level, that's what it means, on a simple level, Rabosa. I wanted to mention one more Nakuda before we go off this particular part of the topic, which is, who's right? The Marsha or the Tur? So the Tosis, the Bechava pass like the Tur against the Marsha, Tosis. So for those who have footnote Tetzvah, in the Masha, we have the my edition, says something very interesting. And the Azayt in Nira, the Vadish of Pshat, Divya Tosis, Masha, Divya Masha, against the Torah. The Vakarach of Turis, Low Svirle, Divya Tosis, it was against Tosis. Oh, a similar idea. Svirle, that Tosis can, Svirle, because she's a bit of time. The Kubavim and Beis, the Makasha Rifta. To aim the cash in Allah pass. So therefore they're stuck. If you had the Kaimel and the cash in Allah pass, lo Kaimel and Kizivri at Tosvisa Elu. What an interesting idea. I think a very nice idea. Tosvis, the Mashur is correct with Chana Tosvis. What happened to the possibility, which the Torah suggests, of being a cash in Allah pass? Tosvis got better time. Wouldn't be so surprising. Better time is the number one Bala Tosvis. Right? That's what Tosvis holds. And Mashav holds that way, but the Mechaber, following the tour, following Rabbeinu Tam, has a different approach. That's a fascinating idea. The Eliyahu Rabbi says so, in Reish Tzadivav Sivkot and Yutes, the Machta Shek, or better be the S2C, Reish Ayin Al Sivkot and Chafei, thinks that calls it a Dochak. I'm not sure what's a big Dochak. Sounds pretty good to me. Pretty good to me. Ad Kan Rabosai, until now. Now we say the end of part one of today's Shia. Now we start with that, what I call before the dirty word, Chamar Medim. We haven't discussed it at all so far. Nothing. Chamar Medina is a Mefurash Gemara. I mentioned it yesterday when I spoke to Rav Shir in passing, part of the Lumbus, that the Rambam Paskins, that Chamar Medina is good for Abdullah, and it's not good for Kiddush of Avirchas Abazin. Rav explained that Chamar Medina won't cut it when it comes to the idea of being Koveya Suda Alayayim, which is what either the Kiddush before or the benching and Shavuot Brachos after achieve. It's only when you have a kosher bracha which is divorced from any meal, such as Birchas Erisin, such as Havdalah, that's where Chamar Medina is going to work. Ad Kan Dvar HaKadosh. That's what we mentioned only in passing. But what exactly is Chamar Medina, and how do you deal with Chamar Medina, where's in the list of priorities, what you do, this we haven't discussed as of yet. So Rabosai, the first one to bring it into this particular mix is the Mogad Avram that I asked you to see, which is the Mogad Avram, Simon Reish Ayin Aleph Rabosai Sivkotin Chavhei. If you don't have it, Magen Avraham, open to the Mishnah Berurah. He quotes it. The Mishnah Berurah quotes it. This is the one I asked you to see. Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Yud Aleph. Again, that one Sif we haven't done yet. Really, we did just a little part of it now. So on that Sif, Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Yud Aleph Rabosai, comes to Magen Avraham and Sivkotin Chavhei and introduces the what I call the dirty word, the Chamar Medina word. First he starts going into this whole idea that the Chava passes like the tour against the Marsha. Quotes the Marsha. Vinirali, says the Bogan Avram. I feel that that's around Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch, the tour, all these giants that go against the Marsha and Tosfos. And perhaps appropriately so, because maybe the Marsha and Tosfos are against Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, we spoke about that earlier. Okay. That's only when im ein lo sheikhar l'avdallah. But if yesh lo sheikhar l'avdallah, mutav l'kadesh alayayin. Why? To l'chulial l'avdila ma'shikhra. Enough for the dinish of an arach. Rabbi was saying, oh, look it up. Reish tzadi vav, siv beis. Open up. It's really Gemara. You can't trust the Gemara. The Gemara says it, but make sure the Shulchan Aruch says it. That's really true. Reish tzadi vav siv beis, ein mavdilin ala pas, aval ha-shecher mavdilin im hu chamar medina. Okay? Mefurash mechaber. Okay? And everyone agrees. No, you can't argue. It's a mefurash gemara. Sokam dav kuv zayin. Mefurash gemara. We'll see the gemara soon. So I want to see it again. Okay? Ul rabbeinu tam im mekachim ala pas. That not. Because Shkein al Sheikhar, the Chol Gom Harry Post, the Rambam, you can't make Kiddush on Sheikh, you must come out Medina. Lachain, I feel the Bekidish Shacharis called on Abdullah. The Abdullah of Shiva Sheikhar, the Chuli Alma, the Mogad of Chamar Medina. But not Kiddush by day. It's even Kiddush by day, he says you should really have wine. So you should use the wine for Kiddush at night and the wine for Kiddush by day, and Abdullah you should make on beer. That's a suggestion of the Mogad of Ram. Assuming it is Chamar Medina. Everyone with me so far? This is the introduction of the Magen Avraham, Sivkotan Chof Hei. The Mishnah Berurah quotes it. from Bosak. The Mishnah Berurah quotes it. Take a look over here if you don't mind. Mm-hmm. Take a look, please, over here. Siman Reish Ayin Aleph Sukkotin Nun Vav. Okay. So let's start. You keep the wine for Abdullah. Have a look inside, please. The Kiddush Laila Odeh from Abdullah. I feel that. I mean, that's the Marashah and Tosis. I feel that's Shulchan Aruch. If Yeshlo Sheikh Al Abdullah, who do the Kaddish Ali Ayin, the Chulam of Abdullah Shikra, Kamashkan Siman Reish Siman Beis. The Kiddush Shikra Rabbi Paul Smolshin. Kamala Pasan Rabbi Natan. He's quoted the book on Abraham almost for me. Lachen afilu b'shakris togos v'kadosh al yayim im yesh to sheikh al havdala meiridik quotes the Magen Avraham. Good. Everyone with me so far? Everyone following so far? Gevaldik. Mishnah Berurah Sifkaton Nun Vav. Before we forget about this, I want to show you one other amazing din which is found in Mishnah Berurah Sifkaton Nun Zayin. Magen Avraham hei v'shem shiori k'nes ha'gdol. The Tov Lekadish al Kos Godo, She Yeshayer may also a Kos Lekiddush Hayom, Ula Abdol. Whee! Take a big cup, which has three Revius. Drink it one Revius for Kiddush at night, one Revius for Kiddush by day, and the last Revius for Kiddush for Abdol. What's wrong with this picture, Abosai? Kos Pogum? There's not going to be Molei. What's going on over here? Vahainu? But it's not going to be mole. And you'll pour into a smaller cup. Who has ever seen this in his life? You know where this comes from? Because certain gedolim understood, I saw it in the Prisha, that's pshat in the Shire Mikidush of Abdalta. That's how you learn pshat?
I certainly thought that that was
look at that.
The literal meaning of
that's
the word.
That's right. That's a simple pshat in the Shai with the Mishnah Delta. That's what some of the Mephoroshim suggest. I think it's the preacher of that pshat on the tour. Abel Eli Rabba pikpik was that meaning. It's wrong. Why is it wrong? So I look it up. Abel Eli Rabba in the back of my fancy Shulchan Aruch. Two reasons he doesn't like it. Two reasons. What? Yes?
It's not really clear why someone who does this should be Menuch Le'olam Haba. And what are they doing?
They're holding one cup and then the Shire. We don't measure all of them having. We're with certain special carbonus. I don't know. Number one, Rabosa, he says that you should. This is, again, two reasons why he doesn't want to rely upon it. Number one, you don't rely on tikkun. Tikkun means to pour something else in to correct the chisaron of pogum, unless there's no alternative. What does he quote as a source for that? Rabbi said the Mordechai, he quotes it from the Lamed Zayin Amar Al. Show any of the guys who have the old Gemaras. And who has an old Gemara? Who has an old Gemara? I said, new Gemaras don't have, you don't have old Gemaras? What kind of Gemaras do you have? No one has an old Gemara? An old Mordechai, good. I don't know where to find it in my text. Lamed Zayin Amar Al. That's what he quotes the Mordechai. He says that the only time you can. Where is it? It's in. The Mordechai and Arvi Pesach is confusing. It starts with the Seder of Pesach, Seder of Pesach Miktzara. It goes to Tosfos Perek Arvi Pesachim. That's what it probably is. It should be in Tosfos Arvi Pesachim. Goes Daf Al Daf. It should be by Ankuvo Kufeim and Beis. That's what it should be. Do you have that? It's supposed to say over here that although Tikkun works, Tikkun means you pour something in to correct the pegima that someone tasted from it, but he said you don't rely on that unless there's no alternative. I'm looking over here in Kopid Achavita Peguma. That's where this should be. That's where it should be. If you have no alternative, the kong of other the takno, the meaning of Yerushalmi, Rav Mada Toim Kosav in the taknele, Pirish Lanocha Hoya Mosif Olav Yain, Shein Apogam of Mavarach Olav. You can be takno even Mamayin. That's what I see. That's famous. But apparently somewhere in this Mordechai it's supposed to say that you should not rely upon this tikkun unless there is no alternative. It's presumably in some earlier paragraph in the Mordechai. I know there is a big paragraph all about these things, but by scanning it quickly, I'm not seeing the line that the other rabbis quote. That's reason number one, that he doesn't like the smitting of leaving it off. Number two, it's ideal to take the wine straight out of the kankan, out of the bottle, and put it straight into the cup for kiddush. That doesn't mean leftovers, which is in a cup from before. It's a Ramos Simon Kupe base. So therefore, I never saw the smitting, and I assume that you never saw it either. So now, Rabbos, we come to the critical question of Chama Medina. What is Chama Medina? So the Magen Avraham himself is saying, yeah, I have a great idea, use Chamar Medina. What kind of Chamar Medina? On both sides, we open to the Simin Reish Ayin base. And again, I'm going to read it from the Magen Avraham himself. You'll see it in the Mishnah Berurah. It's hard to imagine that it's going to work, this trick of Chamar Medina. It doesn't make any sense. Take a look in the first four words of Simin Reish Ayin base, Siftes. The very first four words, knock the whole thing out. What are the first four words? Read it to me. Well, Ayin Reish Beis it's called, the fancy stuff. All right, very nice. Ayin Reish Beis. They don't want to say raw. They don't want to be hungry. So they just want to be sweet instead of hungry. Very nice. Okay. I'll call it by any name you want. But either way, this Shalom is called Reish Ayin Beis. They're not so particular. What are the first four words of Siftes? The first four words. No? What are they? B'mokom she'ein yayin matzui. Then, yesh om she'mekachem al sheikhar. That's those who get the Rambam. Yeshama Shem Bekachim, that's the Rambam. Abdali certainly can do. But only if there's Ein Yayin Matzui Be'ir. We always have wine in town. Even if I may have run out of wine myself, but my next door neighbor has, the shul has, and people, what's going on over here? So Pile Ploim. How can the Magen Avraham with a straight face recommend you should use the Chamar Medina, the Sheikha for Abdullah, but if there's once there's wine around, even if you don't have in your own house any left over, still, it's not called Chamar Medina. Rabbi said, in rich America, there should be no, we should never be able to make Kiddush or Abdullah anything but wine or grape juice. That seems to be the push-up shot, the psak halach. I don't care what your grandfather did or what you're doing with the shtibul, doesn't matter. On the push of the level, Rabbi said, there's no alternative to wine and grape juice. Why? New York is a city, it's always wine, matzu beer. Always wine, grape juice, plenty. We're awash in wine and grape juice. So if I'm passing a local arise at this point, you are not permitted to make Kiddush by night, by day, or Abdullah on anything but wine or grapes. That's a push-up shot. Before Shemachah. Before Shemachah. Before Shemachah.
But the Rambam says Medina Sherobian a Shekhar, so maybe most people in New York drink beer as a normal alcohol beverage instead of wine.
The Rambam holds only works for Abdullah. He has a different sheet than Chalal. That never works for Kiddush, no matter what. So you want to take the coolers of the Rambam and the coolers of this, and everyone's coolers. I don't know. I'm not sure the Rambam has made a different definition. Where did it come from, though? Where did it come from? It has to be based on something. Let's take a look at the Gemara of Osai Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Al. Kuf Zayin Amud Al. Kuf Zayin Amud Af. A story. 10th line down. Zimna Chada Ikla Amemar. Once Amemar came, La'asrin, Velo Havalon Chamra. In our town, we had no wine. Aisina Le Shikra. We brought him beer. Velo Avdil. He refused to make Abdullah on beer. Ubas tavas. What does it mean? Ubas tavas. What are the translation of the words? Rashi. Bas means lon. Tavas, Rashbam, I should say. Bas means lon. Mu'una. Shelo ochel. V'kro b'Daniel. Of course. We know Daniel. Everybody knows Daniel. Daniel is Perek Vav Pasuk Yutes. Everybody knows that. But the Mefurash Pasuk and Daniel. So he went to bed hungry at night, slept hungry. The Bachar, Tarichna, Vaisina Lechaimra, Abdul, the Tarim. the Torah medium, great. Next time we schlepped, we found some wine, great. Lishana su ikla liasrin. Came back next year. Guess what? Lohabla chamra. I see na shikra. They brought him again beer. Omar, yogi, chamar medino, avdel v'tor midi. Okay? What do you see? That you can make Abdullah, you have to make Shamla plus, you may Abdullah on three Abdullah kos, also Lodim Shiyoko Kol Shiyavdel, that's it. And you can do it the Kol Shabbos Kula, Kol Yom Kula, different Kirsos. We're not going into this right now. Mal the Kiddushia Shikra, that's a big shadow unresolved. The Rambam says no, others say yes. But Abdullah for sure works if it's Chamar Medina. So where do you get the idea that Chamar Medina is only if there's no wine in town? Says Rashbam, Chamar Medina, Ein Yayin Acher B'ir Azos, Kiyim Sheikhar. They didn't have last year wine, they didn't have this year wine. Therefore, Chamar Medina Bo. But the first year, he thought it's a quirk. So that day there was no wine. But he didn't know that they never have any wine. So Pashup Shad the Gemara is if it's even though there was no wine that day, he couldn't make Abdullah on beer. Why? Because he assumed there was wine normally in town. Takabafurishigamara. You can't make Abdullah, Rabosai, on beer, even if people are drinking from it, unless there's no wine in town. Not the Pashup Shad. That's a simple read of the Gemara. It's called Alachat Shulchan Aruch, the simple read. So the question becomes, Rabosai, how can the Magen Avraham say he can use beer for Abdullah when he himself said, I'll read it to you in a second, he himself says, I'll read it to you, this is in Simon Reish Ayin Beis Magen Avraham Sivkon Vav. Again, you don't trust me, you can look at it in the Mishnah Berurah who quotes it, Rabosai. Look in, actually the truth is, one can see it in the, let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah here in Simon Reish Ayin Beis, Rabosai, it's Sivkot Chav Dalid. But let's read together. V'davka b'mokom d'havi chamar medina. What does that mean? D'haino she'ein yayin motzi b'chol year b'shana hazu. Okay, that's a Mordechai. That's fair. The Mordechai says if that particular year there's a drought and there's no wine, the last year there was wine. Okay, this is Chamar Medina. Fine. Before they had to do transporting things hundreds of miles, etc. And you need more than that. V'ika sh'tiyosan hu mishaykhar hu shamashin. V'im yesh lo sham yayin. Elashu b'yoker. It's very expensive. Doesn't matter. Mikra matzui. So too bad. You can't get a beer if the wine is more expensive. V'im ein yein yisro matzui. Afa pish yein aino yehudi matzui. Lord Mikrich Motzi, it's treif. Stam Yeda. Treif doesn't count. Okay, Atkan. So Rabosai, we have a big problem. Big problem? Not going to be. That is true, as you said point back before. Look at the Be'al Lachashim, Makachin al Sheikha. Take a look. It is true. That's a Rambam. Dim Rov Shtias Amedina Hu Sheikha, Mikrich Amar Medina, Umashma Da Filu Yesh Gamkein Yayin Ba'ir. That is true. Ram seems to hold that way. Achu sover. Lo mahani chamar medina le b'avdolah. Aval v'kiddush en rosh ha'lekarash al shun mash b'chutz v'nayayim. You want to hit the coolers of both or both sides? That's a little bit cheap. You rely on the Rambam. And if people drink it, kol chamar medina, there's plenty of wine in the city. And you rely on those against the Rambam to use the v'kiddush. Even for Abdullah shvach, because the Pashup Shad and the Gemara is against the Rambam. Now, I'm told over here to look in the Eliyahu Rabbah. So let's take a look. I have at the back of my Shnei Shulchan Aruch. Eliyahu Rabbah is supposed to explicate the opinion of the Rambam on this. How the Rambam say so is in the simple Pshat of the Gemara against this alleged Rambam, who seems to say that even if there's plenty of wine in town, as long as people are drinking beer regularly, beer has a status of Chamar Medina. So what's with our Meimar? I guess they'll say Pshat like this. When they brought beer the first year, they said, beer is some kind of a drink that no one uses here, but that's all they have right now. They bring this beer the second year. Beer must be the chamar medina that everybody's drinking. That's how presumably the Rambam will interpret this this Gemara. Hold on. The kitzer, this is he says that doesn't go through the Gemara, just says the base of the Rambam. Okay, fine. But Pashat we don't pass on the Rambam. No, don't even quote the Rambam. How can he the Rambam himself say she was a beer for Abdullah? There was wine right there. He had wine for Kiddush, that's the case we're talking about. The neighbor with a little bit more money had wine for Abdullah too, undoubtedly. So what's he talking about? Rabbi said he can't answer this question. It's impossible to answer. Let's look at the Rambam himself. Which you do not have. So I can't fault you, I can't blame you, but I have it in front of me, so I'll read what he says. Listen to this now. And it comes from the Torah. I'm going to read you first from the Torah, and then I'll read you from the Magen Avraham. The Torah is again found over here as well in Siman Reish Ayin Bey's Siv Tes. That's where this Din of Chabad Medinah comes from. The Malkam Shein, it's verbatim from the Torah. The Malkam Shein Yayin Matsui Mikachin Ala Sheikar. Who said it's Ein Yayin Matsui? Rabbosai? Who said so? So the. Second. There was a rush in Siman Yud Zayin, but before we get to the rush, I want to just read you a little more in the Torah. He quotes the Rashbam, Ein Yayin B'chol Ha'ir, V'yesh B'farshim. He is critical. The Rashbam, we saw the Rashbam. No wine in town. The Rabbi said, I want to hear every single word. Every word. We know the Rambam. Rambam says, there's no Kiddush at all, ever on Yayin. Fine. He doesn't give you the cool of the Rambam. He just says the chumah of the Rambam. Okay. But listen, this is one phrase I want to read to you. Yesh mefarshim. It's about 10 words, the whole thing. Maybe a little more. The lo havi chamar medina. 4 words down. Ela im kain. 7 words. Shelo yehe yayin godel. 11 words. Mahalach yom kol sabiv ha'ir. Total of 16 words. What are the operative words over here? Let's get it chazer again. Lo havi chamar medina elam kein shelo ye yayin godel mahalach yom kol sabiv ha'ir. What is this yesh omer? Yesh mefarshim. In what direction are they arguing on the Rashbam? Rashbam is the first day. Nikra chamar medina she'ein yayin b'chol ha'ir. There's no wine in town. Now I'm reading for the third time. This Yesh Mefarshim. Lo havi chamar medina elam kein shelo ye yayin godel mahalach yom kol sabiv ha'ir. Are they more machmir or more makir? Wow. It's a little counterintuitive to the expression of the Torah. Yesh Mefarshim, the law, Rashbam says, this is Chamar Medina. Yesh Mefarshim says, no, lo havi Chamar Medina, unless, you know, this is the first 8 words sound, I'm going to throw up a new chumra, I'm going to throw on top of you. Right? That's what it sounds like. Lo havi Chamar Medina, LMK. What are the last few words? The words that count? Shalom Yehe Yayin Godel Mahalach Yom Kol Sabiv Ha'ir. Last 9 words. I thought it's a chumrah, and Mordechai said it's a cool. You're like the Bach. Wow. This Bach is in fact cited by the Machtis HaShekel on that very Mogadron we just quoted. Mogadron said, Yesh Omrim Shein Yayin Godel Mahalach Yom Sabiv Ha'ir. Chazal the Magen Avraham, back of Kuf Pei Bei, Sifkon Bei, the Shema Bach. Tahani Yesh Omrim Mekilim. Usvilu. Afilu Yesh Yayin Harbe Etel Chemvani. In the wine store, there's plenty of wine in town. Kol She'ein Yayin Godel. Within a day of town. Sheikh Arhavich Amar Medina. Look at that. And because of all that, feel it, Ma'atya and Godel Samachli and Gokakov, a tiny bit doesn't count. Wow. If that's the case, all the cities in Northern Europe, where the Magen Avraham lived, what kind of wine? They go to Italy to grow wine. Rabosa, Italiano wines, these are the good wines. What about Polish wines? It's Polish, you know? I don't think wine grew up with that cold climate. Am I right? Maybe I'm wrong. Can grapes grow? Can wine grapes grow in such high latitudes?
Very difficult.
Oh, here's the next word. Yeah, it can grow. Okay, so can.
The northernmost place they grow is in Champagne, like the northern part of France.
Northern France is drill lines in northern France. You can take it a part of Poland.
Right.
Maybe Galicia. Galicia is southern Poland. Mm-hmm. They don't live in Kalish. Grow from Kalish. They don't know what Kalish is. They go on your map. I'm sure every piece of equipment you have has a map of Europe, and see if you can find something called Kalish, K-A-L-I-S-H. It's probably spelled, although it's probably spelled differently in Poland, but who knows what kind of spell. Found it?
Just packed
it in?
Yeah, there are
10 of them.
It says that planting vineyards in Poland is not a good idea.
Not a good idea, there you go. Not a good idea to plant vineyards in Poland. We got everything online. Okay, there it goes. Yes?
Two questions. First of all, why should it be dependent on where things can grow?
That's a good question. I don't know.
And also, it's hard to read into the Gemara just because they brought him.
That's what I want to talk about. So, on a simple level, as I said, the Lashon of the tour, you get an impression that they're Machmir. But I want to show it to you in the Rush. Because the Torah quotes his father, right? Where did the Torah get him? They got him his father. You look at the Rosh Simon Yud Zayin, Mordechai, tell me what you think again. I want you to tell me honestly. Open the Rosh and Mordechai Simon Yud Zayin. He talks about all these in Yonah. Please open up, please. Simon Yud Zayin. Simon Yud Zayin. Take a look. Fourth line of the Rosh Simon Yud Zayin. Mi she'en lo kos b'mokom she'regil nishtos yayin al yavnil itzacham ha'medina v'dayel ha'avdolas tefillah. I presume he's worried about a brachah levatala. Okay. Now I'm going to go skip a little bit. One second, please.
It's right above the Bamine.
Why can't I find it? Bamine. Column what?
Page one. Sorry, Lamed Tes, the second column.
Column two. Oh, here we go. Thank you. He quotes the Gemara Rabosai about Amema Bas Tava. That's the whole source for this whole thing. Pirish Rashbam. Last few lines. Thank you. Hi, Chamar Medina, who ain Yain Beirazos, Kim Shechar, Hilkoch Mavdilinbo, Bechain Alocha. The Mavdilin on mine, Helek Adol Yain Lochlo Shechar. Fine. Beyesh Beforshim, Kisha ain Yain Godel Betok Malach Yom, son of the year. I don't know. Again, you'll say it's a cooler again here too. Right? You'll say it's a cooler. How do you read it? I want an honest read. You will have it in front of you. The last, right, in this print, it's the very end of page Lamed Tes, of an Aleph. Page Lama test, they don't have Amos. If you also have the old print, it's before Bar Minei Av Chista, which should be in somewhat bolder print, I guess. What is it? Is it a Chumrah or is it a Kula? I read it as a Chumrah, but maybe I'm wrong. The Bach read it as a Kula. I admit, the Bach read it as a Kula. Now, Rabbi Osa, it seems to me that if I'm right that it's a Chumrah, the word Godel is Lav Dach. Godel means where it grows. In the old days, where it grows is where it was, Kanimtza Kanhaya. Right? She'ein Yayin, I would even take the word Godel, I mean, I'm not taking it out literally. She'ein Yayin, Toch Malach Yom Sub of the year. It's not enough that there's no wine in town. There's no wine in the perimeter. Now you notice in the Kitzur Piskei Rosh, the two different texts. Kamar Medina Pirish Rashbam She'ein Yayin Be'ir Kim Shecha V'yesh Meforshim She'ein, then in parentheses, Yayin Gadol Be'ir Toch Malach Yom Sabah Le'ir. So if the parentheses are not there, I'm certainly right. Right? There's no wine Toch Malach Yom Sabah Le'ir. The word Gadol is not even in the shortened version of the Torah. Again, I don't know. I have to go Kitzvayad. See if that hoop, someone who put that bracket in. Who put it in? If it's not there, then I went for sure. Because the Ikar word Godel is not there. The Bach took the word Godel to be literal. Question of where it's growing. And the Bach has to find it. I'm quoting the Bach Kupe Beis. After Krakow. Now Krakow was southern Poland. Right? Krakow was Galicia. Shemotsu Yayin Harbe Etzel Chemini. Why? They bring it from Italy or wherever they bring it. It's too cold. I don't know. Again, it seems to me that the simple reader, the Torah and the Rosh, they're Machmir, the Bachlet that they are make. Good. So that's point number one. Okay, so Rabbi, so far so good. Rabbi, say, can wine grapes grow in New York?
Yeah, they have.
They have, don't they have?
Yeah, upstate New York.
Long Island.
Long Island is
you can walk. You can walk in one day here to Long Island. Literally on your 2 feet. Now, it seems to me though that really shouldn't be the determinant. Because now they have ways of transportation which are more than walking. It seems to me what is better than walking for? You can fly the whole world in one day. And those that they had only had a horse and buggy, how fast could you go already? How far can you go in one day? So measured by that perimeter. But here you can actually walk. Especially if you live in the five towns. I mean, that's where you have to live, right? So from there, you get to probably, where along out do they grow grapes? Where? Nassau or Suffolk? I'm not sure if you can walk in one day to Suffolk. Just basically, it depends on how far out you're living. But all right, either it's Mahalach literally, or it's certainly a drive in an hour, you know. Yes.
Mahalach on Shabbos, like a
place on Shabbos.
I'm saying, I mean, you can't do that on Shabbos, but maybe
can't squeeze grapes on Shabbos either. I don't think it depends on accessing on Shabbos. Whatever it may be, they're on both sides. But here's the bigger problem. Let's put all this aside. This is somewhat theoretical. On both sides, there are holy Jews that you and I all know who are making Kiddush Shabbos morning and Abdullah Motzi Shabbos on non-wine and grapes. When in their own house, they have a bottle of wine and grapes. What's going on over here? What is going on over here? It's right there in front of them. It's right there in front of them. So the Bach asks this question, how can it be? So you have to answer on both sides. Like the Bach. Doesn't matter I have wine here. As long as the wine doesn't grow near me, it's okay. And I guess people assume that wine does not grow within a day's walk of their house. I don't know if that's even a tenable position. Number one, depends where you live. It may grow within a day's walk, literally, of your house. Number two, it shouldn't depend upon walk. It should depend upon at least driving. That includes almost everybody in this part of the world. It's very hard to understand what's going on over here.
What about Kiddush Rabbah?
Slowly. So there's a Magen Avraham over here. Simon Resh Ayin Beis. Siv Cotton Tess. Read it to you. Siv Cotton Tess. There are more rights. Someone doesn't like to drink wine or some kind of a neder. So then it's a different story. In the middle of all this comes the Magen Avraham and says as follows. Imein the ayin mekubel v'chovev olav yikadesh ala pas. Okay. And I go, Smaimini says, no. There's wine in the in town, you have no right to make Kiddush al-Pas. And that's what the Ramah says. The Ramah says. Let me go for it. Tema la'gaonim! Who are they going in? Marshal, Rav Shachna. Sha'af al pi, sha'oyol lem yayin bebeisam, kitcho al sheikha, v'sha'achris, v'shabes, v'cheinovu, kol ha'olam. Kol ha'olam. Kol ha'olam. How can kol ha'olam do something which is totally wrong? How is it possible? How is it possible? How is it possible? This is a big problem. A major, major problem. Says the Magen Avraham, why? The Medina saying to a Sheikh Rabbi Chama Medina. What does that mean? Can I feel yesh v'yayin b'yir rashor l'kadesh olav? But if v'yayin b'yir is not Chama Medina, it must be, presumably, it's belong on the Bach. Right? Belong on the Bach. I'm not Pasha Pshat. I don't see another way. The Bach is right. So it's not growing in their town. It's not going to help us in New York. It's going to help them in Kalish, Poland. And then he says as follows. Yesh on the Mekadesh Arifta. The Mukhav of Olaf. Elder Rabbi Natan and Mekadesh on the Pas. So Ramah says, "Yesh yayin beir lo yikadesh al hapas." Okay, great. When we call him about boker, look at this now. Shemikadesh al shnehem, toha mevorech gamken amotzi. What's going on? Call this Magen Avraham. You and I made kiddush twice that Shabbos morning. Once we made boker pragofen. Once we made motzi lechem and oros. Huh? You made kiddush twice? It sounds like. In Kayotzim Amanashah. What? Either on the beer, for those who had that, or on the bread. Abba Be'erevi Evshalah Soskei. You can't make twice on the Kaddish HaShabbos. You have no choice. Kitshu Ayayin. And the book is Chaviv Le'rifta Mistam in the Torah of Lechel. He's hungry. Can Rashar the Kaddish HaPas. Or Mitzvah Levarach Ala Chaviv. Levarach Ala Sheikha Mishun Heker. Can Rashim Hagam. Ribbeinu Shalala. The Magen Avraham is saying it twice. You give me Mekadesh Shabbos morning on bread. What? Mekadesh Shabbos morning on bread? That's an absurdity. Rabbi say, open the Rosh, Simeon Yudzayin again. Open the Rosh again, Simeon Yudzayin. You give me Mekadesh on bread in the morning? How can that be? How's it possible? How can you have a kaddish in the morning on bread? Doesn't make any sense. You're just having a regular amotzi. What is it? It's nothing. Take a look, Rabosa, in the Rosh. It's page mem in our print. V'nirash adas re note. That the 12th line starts note. Shemekachin ala sheikhar heged abacham medina. Against the Rambam, a compromise. Better pass. Why? That's Friday night. It's better to pass, even though it's against Rabbeinu Tam, than to do it on Shecha, which is against the Rambam, and it's also it's weaker. Aval Baboke, here's the key line. Yerosh Yevarech al Shecha Kodem Birchas Hamotzi. Why? The Imlokein Butla Kiddush Shalayom. The Rabbinah Lemikro Kimo Kiddush Shalayla. V'lama Nevatlenu Kev and Demshul Kaim al Shecha. What is he saying to us when I read the Rosh? If you only make Hamotzi on Shabbos morning, you'll Mevatel Kiddush Rabbah completely. Why? Friday night, you take a loaf of bread and say Mekadosh on Shabbos. You Mekadosh on Pas. Shabbos morning, you take a loaf of bread and you say Mamos Alechem Anoros Mazel. I had lunch an hour ago. I made Mamos Alechem Anoros. Today's Monday. What makes that? Why is that called Kiddush? So what's the Bavli Rav talking about? You make Kiddush on beer and you make Kiddush again on bread. What's going on? I don't understand the Bavli Rav at all. I don't understand. You take a look at the Kitz of Piskei Rosh. I think this is exactly what I said. Look inside, please. The Kitz of Piskei Rosh. What are you saying? Adoni Avi Rosh Echriya. In this edition, it's page number 10, next to the last line of column 1. Afal Pishi Yochel Kadesh Al Shechar Imum Chama Medina Yosef Tov Yekadesh Al Pas. There's no alternative. Absolutely no alternative whatsoever. In the Tur, he writes the following lashon: "B'layla yoser tov lekadosh al pas, uvaboka yoser tov lekadosh al sheicha." So the Magen Avraham understood it to mean it's better, but it's an alternative to the kadosh al pas. No, he means yoser tov lekadosh al sheicha, because if you don't, you have no kiddush at all. That's what it means. And he sees in the Kitz of Piskei Rosh. To me, it's pillei ploy. The whole thing is a pellet. The whole thing is a pellet. What about Havdalah? Oh, what about Havdalah? Havdalah maybe giving law on the Rambam. Maybe. The Rambam himself says in the Reish Tzadi Vav Siv Beis that on Motzoi Pesach, the minimum was to make Havdalah on beer. Because it's chum. I would say you can't do it. Because you have wine in town. I don't say the Rambam. Unless he's relying on the Rambam for that. I don't know. Seems to me, Rabbi Osai, I don't see any way to use anything but... And besides that, let me ask you a question. Just go on the internet. What's the most popular drink in America today? I think I have my vote. Huh? Really? I thought it was water. What's consumed more than any other drink? Rabbi Osai, come on. It's not water? Not having bottling water, Mishagas. I have water from the tap, is good for me. But the other ones go with their water bottles, themselves, a new religion, a new age. Water's not the most popular drink in America today? I thought it was. So beer is not, I don't think it's. I don't know.
You'll let me know. It's a cluster of alcoholic beverage, it can be.
But if the Rambam requires robes, shtiyah, something, it should be that. It
should be.
That's what the Rambam says. Robes, shtiyah, something, it should be that.
It can't be.
No. Let it, that's another question. The Reb Chaim Volozhin had to be intoxicated. It was made by milk, because milk got sister drunk. That's the whole shtickle Torah. But it's the most popular, it has to be the most popular drink called the Rambam. I think it's water. Water doesn't work. You know, water can't be Chama Medin. So you're stuck again, even the Rambam, I don't think. I only have one cooler, which I found in Shevet Alevi. Amazing, a Chiddush Nifla, an original Chiddush of Vozna Shalita. That's the only cooler I have. It's Mechel Gimel, Simon Chavav. Based on the Tosis and Shabbos, Mem Zayin Amar Aleph, the Glila. There it says, Yayin is Shriach, they used to drink wine, Bimkom Mayim. And that's why, he said, other drinks are not Chama Medina, because there's wine in town. Like in France. Oh, the French. Whoa. But wine is Mamish. Breakfast, lunch, and supper. Right? I think the water probably was poor. And the wine is great. So maybe it was Eretz Yisrael that way, right? It was such a rich land. Eretz and Isbarach, Shiva Saminim, one of those good guys, Anovim, right? So it's Geffen, woo! But he assumed that in Galila, that's Gilgal is in Eretz Yisrael, there was so much wine, they were washing wine, it's like their water. So because wine was their water, it's impossible to consider any other drink, Chama Medina, unless there's no wine in town. But in today, Babylon is saying around that we don't have so much wine, and therefore our main drink really is water, and wine is just a delicacy for special events. So then Rav Oza suggests that beer or whiskey or whatever it is, Rechamar Medina, even though there's wine in town. Whiskey, the Babylon, you can't use because of different reasons. You can't drink enough of it quickly enough. I won't comment on that because there are people who can do it. But I'm against it for other reasons. But I'm out of time. So Rav Oza said, we just finished the introduction. Tomorrow, Blineta, the Seattle, the Shema, right away, we're going to the Sugya of Kiddush and Makom Sud. Okay, we have Minchah downstairs at 2:30.